In today's Mishnah, it's from the 6th and 7th Mishnah, from the 1st Perek of Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah begins. Makom shenagulim kor lehem adaka lagoyim mochrim, makom shenagul shalolim kor ein mochrim. So Mishnah begins by saying whether or not it's prohibited to sell literally light cattle, so here referring to goats and sheep, to non-Jews, is dependent on the minhag of the place. And those locations where they prohibited it, that was because they were machmir regarding, like how due to the existing prohibition regarding selling behemagasa, which is referring to parim parot, as the Mishnah continues. As it says, bakol makom ein mochrim lahem behemagasa, one's not allowed to sell non-Jew like bulls and cows. Why is that? There's two explanations. One understanding is out of concern that instead of selling, you might lend it to a goy. And the issue is the goy would then work this animal on Shabbat, and the problem is one is commanded not only to rest themselves on Shabbat but also for their own animals to rest on Shabbat, meaning not perform malacha, and therefore they'll be violating this prohibition, because despite the fact you've rented it to this goy, it's still your animal and malacha is being performed on Shabbat. Now their understanding is that that's more directly related to the sale, that it might be that the sale is being close to Shabbat, and the goy wants to test it. He starts loading the animal, and he wants you to get the animal to walk and see if he can pull this load. And it's getting close to Shabbat to pretty much come in, and Israel shouts at it and causes it to drive, and therefore it's issue of mechamer, you're basically driving an animal on Shabbat. Part of this gzera, the mission continues, also includes agalim oseachim, meaning calves, young behemagasa. Now, why is that? The one understanding is, despite the fact it's not fit for malacha, now it will be later on, it's considered part of malacha. Another understanding is based on the people, when they see this transaction, they won't be able to tell the difference between a cow and a calf. There could be grey lines, this is a cow, this is a calf. They might be expert and they think you're selling a cow in violation, and therefore they think you can start selling cows. Interesting. They also can shleim mushforim for similar reasons. One's not allowed to sell whether it's a healthy animal. An animal is not fit for malacha. Again, both those reasons apply, whether it's included as part of the original gezeira, or whether it's mishum shema yiru achirim, people might see and not know that this animal is not fit for work. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he's matir b'shvura, it's completely permitted to sell an animal that's not ra'u malacha, because there's no reason to make the gezeira anymore, and there's also no concern that other people might see, this is an animal that's really not healthy, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says it's not part of the gezeira, there's no issue selling a shvura. Ben b'teira matir b'sus. Ben b'teira also allows one to sell a horse. Now, why is that? Because horses are generally used for riding on, and that's not considered a malacha. If a person rides an animal based on the principle of chayin nosea atzmo, which we learned back in Masechta Shabbat, it's not considered a malacha. Why can't someone then ride a horse in Shabbat? That was mishum gzeira, that might break off a branch, etc. We learned this back in Masechta Shabbat. And therefore, Ben Batera says, again, the whole basis of this gzeira, that it might perform malacha on Shabbat when it still belonged to you. And here, even if one rode it on Shabbat, there wouldn't be any violations, therefore one can sell a horse, where Tanakama includes it as part of the Gzeira. Another understanding here, the debate, just for the sake of completeness, is that we're dealing with horses that were used by hunters to actually carry birds that they trapped. And the question is, does this principle of chay noseat atzmo apply not only to human beings, but also to animals as well? That's the substance of the debate. Chachamim say, no, chay noseat atzmo only applies to a human riding it and not to animals. Rabbi Yehuda includes animals as well, therefore no malach would be performed. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Ein mochrin lahem dubim va'arayot. So we've mentioned already one's not allowed to sell particular items out of concern that the goy might use it for avodah zarah. Here are the certain things we do not sell or partner with goyim, and a result it might result in a danger to the public. What are these examples? The first is one's not allowed to sell bears and or lions. V'kol davar she'yebosh bonezek rabim, or anything like weapons, anything that can cause harm. The concern is that if you're selling these violent or wild animals or weaponry, that it might end up, they might end up using it to cause damage to the public, to be a hazard to the public. Similarly, the Mishnah says, ein bonim amahem, one cannot build with, along with the goyim basilki, which is their Beit Mishpat, their courthouse, Gardom, I think basically the gallows where they take someone out to be executed, Beitz Dadya, which refers to these stadiums that we use for gladiatorial battles, or simply the way Kati explains it, they have slaves that would have to, then they'd let loose these wild animals to attack them. And next is Obima, this is a large tower where they would, when they were executing someone, they'd push them off, according to Rashi. Again, these are all things that could result in Hezek Larabim, where people can actually be damaged or killed as a result of these projects. So Aval Banim Amehem, what you can join in partnership to build is Bimosyot and Ubeit Merchatzot. These are either public or private bathhouses. However, Higil Kipashamin Ba Avodah Zarah. However, once if they reach the top where they make the dome and then the place of Avodah Zarah, the idol there, they now return the issues back to Avodah Zarah. We say Asul Livnot. That's when Israel, the Jew, has to step aside and say, not partner in this part of the project, which is the erecting the Avodah Zarah there. There's the Mishnah today.